Hi, is this Jorge or George?
It is.
Hi, my name's John. I'm a director here at a company called Local Splash. I think you were just talking to one of my representatives, Gilma, about putting your company on the first page of the Google search results for Loveland and surrounding areas.
Yeah, well, I guess we were talking about pricing.
Yeah, for some reason the call got disconnected as she asked me to come jump on the line. So I was like, okay, I'll just try to call him back. Maybe it was an accident. But yeah, the cost is dependent on a couple of different things. I know you're already using Home Advisor by Angie's List, so we do apply a discount for that usually. Are you doing well with that system? Like, would you actually consider leaving it if this was better for you?
Sorry, what were you saying?
I was asking how you're doing with the Home Advisor by Angie's List program.
Oh, I'm not with them.
Okay.
I'm probably going to get out of Angie's.
Yeah, that's actually what I was asking, like, how you're doing, because usually if, you know, you jump on board with the Google placement, they tell you to kind of leave those lead gens, because the lead gen is a system that uses this in order to get the leads that they sell. So they put themselves on Google, and then they resell the lead to you for a lead fee. But the problem people have with it is it goes to, like, four or five other guys, and they try to charge you even when you don't get the job. So, you know, listing you independently here would solve that problem. You know, your customers could just call you directly. You don't get charged per lead or click or call. Actually,
1 second.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
No, totally fine. Yeah. So I was saying that if we list you independently on the first page of Google, the customers can call you directly. You won't have to pay per lead or click or call anymore. It would just be one flat monthly rate, right?
What is that rate?
Okay, so Sam and Concrete Man Fort Collins, they're paying $4.99. Sprague's Structural Solutions is paying $4.99 as well. I can get you on that same campaign for $2.49. So it's half the traditional monthly rate.
And why would you guys do that for new customers instead of old customers?
Well, we understand that when you're starting a business, you know, you want to keep your overhead low. You know, usually when people start a company, they save up a certain amount of money, and then, you know, that's pretty much all they have to invest before they become profitable. So, you know, obviously if we can get 2-3 months of service out of what it normally costs for 1 month, your chances of becoming successful with the placement and using it as a long-term solution are a lot higher. So you're basically getting 2 months for the price of one. That gives us 60 days of you being on the first page to catch customers rather than 30. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. The more time you're up there, the more ground you cover, and the more services that you're listed for, the more opportunities and phone calls that you're going to be getting each, you know, each month or throughout that time period. So this will cover you for a 50-mile radius. It'll cover you for up to 15 different keyword terms or phrases. You can even hand select the services that you're found for, but we do have a system called Google Analytics that allows us to see which keywords in your industry are getting the most traffic. So we don't really have to guess on what to list you for in order to get your phone ringing. There's also a tracking system that'll show you each individual client that's coming from us. You can request reviews from that client, and if you missed calls, you can go back and still get those customers or potential customers' information. You'll still have, like, their number, the service they looked up to find you, and the zip code that they came from. So it's a very useful tool. It also comes in the form of an app that you could download onto your phone and actually monitor it regularly. If you don't have somebody that's, like, in-house doing the marketing and, like, answering the phones for your business. So, you know, it's pretty convenient to have a Google partner working on the listing rather than try to maintain all this stuff on your own. And then, of course, the Google Places placement, you can only get up there when there's a spot open. So that's why we were reaching out to you as we had a listing become available. There was previously a company called Dario's Quality Concrete. I don't know if you ever heard of them before, but...
Yeah, I heard of them.
Yeah, so they were doing this. We removed them for undisclosed reasons, but now we have a listing available. So basically when that happens, Google will give us the list of the companies that they feel qualify. They, you know, it's based on a couple of different factors. Obviously, length of time in business is one. It's a lot easier to start a guy from scratch than it is to go out and get a guy with a bad reputation and try to fix it. Any reviews that you've already generated, other platforms that you use, like HomeAdvisor or Angie's List, they take all that stuff into consideration when they qualify you for the placement. And then they have my reps, kind of like Gilma that you were speaking with. They're in like a call center downstairs, and they basically will call out on the spot until we fill it. Once we fill it, we close it out. It's exclusive to you, so we won't be able to work with anybody else. Somebody can't call in and, you know, take your spot from you or offer to pay more for it. You know, it's yours as long as you want to solicit it, as long as you're not, you know, getting any kind of criminal things happening on the listing, or if you're generating constant bad reviews, we might just part ways with you. But that's why it's month to month. You know, we're basically trying each other out and seeing how things are going, and trying to make it as profitable as possible. Another good thing about month to month is we're not getting paid unless you're getting paid. So we really get in there and make it work for you. You just got to be responsive to the customers and try to generate good reviews as they come in.
Okay, with the season basically ending and going into winter, I don't know. I think it would be better for me if I start later on. I kind of resubmitted myself with the Blue Book. I don't know if you're familiar with them. They do mostly commercial work, and they charge $152 a month.
Wow. Yeah, I think you'd be a lot happier with what you see from the Google placement. I mean, even this guy, Mile High Coatings, you know, just launched his Google ad campaign. It's like $750 a month. And then, you know, Rough and Tough Turf, you know, those guys are $750 a month. Also the Google ad section. So, you know, they're not going to pay for things like that. No smart business owner is going to keep paying for something month to month unless, you know, they're seeing good return on investment from it. And like Sam the Concrete Man out of Fort Collins and the other structural solutions company, you know, these guys have been running it consistently for, you know, 3 years, both of them. Sam the Concrete Man's actually been doing it for 8 years. And they don't take any seasons off. I think that, you know, it's got to be pretty profitable in order for them to do that. So I think the reason the seasons are probably so slow are your customers can't find you. You know, I could be your next door neighbor looking up a service you provide, or even if I was a commercial business, you know, had a big warehouse inside that I wanted you to come do, you know, I'm not going to be able to find you if you're not on Google, or if you don't have like the tools I need in order to make sure you're credible and hire you, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, most of the commercial work is fed through a pipeline that is all done online.
Yeah.
I mean,
on that pipeline, they have agendas and all that.
Yeah, so that company, just so you know, like, if you look up Concrete Contractors in Loveland and you scroll underneath the local guys, you know, they're doing this. Like, the BBB's on there, HomeAdvisor's on there, Angie's List is on there, Yelp is on there. All those guys are paying Google in order to generate the leads on the jobs that they're sending you out on. You know, you don't have to take my word for it. It's really a simple Google search. You can just
I know how Angie's and HomeAdvisor works. I was doing HomeAdvisor for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It basically cost me $7,000 that I didn't really need a waste, you know?
Right. Yeah, I wish we could have caught you before
I did try a different SEO, and essentially, that was just a ripoff. I paid $250 a month. I didn't see anything return on my investment.
So yeah, bad taste in your mouth when it comes to online marketing. That's really what's going on.
Yeah, and
I can understand that. You know what I mean? Well, our company, you know, I can only speak for our company. I have heard a lot of horror stories. I've helped a lot of guys get their money back from HomeAdvisor. Even I could send you the link for that too, right now. So at least, not wasting your time, you know, you could fill that out. But you know, our company, we've been around since 2004, man. We're really well reviewed. We have thousands and thousands of reviews online. And you know, if it's really just the cost that's holding you back, like I see you already have your own website and everything, you know, I'd be willing to drop the monthly pricing down on a friends and family rate, like basically say that I know you personally, bring it down to $149 just to kind of prove to you that it works when it's done by Google certified technicians, you know, it's done the right way. Because I think with the problem that you're having with those SEOs, isn't that SEO isn't a good service. It's just sometimes they don't get you ranked on the first page fast enough. Those guys will take like 60, 90 days before you see yourself up there. You might have to pay like 3-4 times. You know, these Google Places placements aren't like that. You'll be able to see ROI in the first month. Obviously, month two will be more profitable because you'll have some time under your belt up there. But, you know, I'm willing to get the pricing down to $149 in light of the fact that, you know, you've lost with Home Advisor and you've tried some other SEOs and it didn't work. You know, I get you got a bad taste in your mouth, but you got to market your company at 2022 somehow. You can't just, like, not market it and expect it to be successful and people can't find you.
No, for sure. I realize that now, like, after, like, I did have a full schedule for a while.
Yeah.
And then I was just starting to die down a little bit, and I know it's on the marketing side that I don't market myself enough.
Yeah, I mean, that's usually why businesses go under. You know, that's probably the leading cause of people losing their business is they lose their potential clients. So they lose their client base, or they don't have a way of generating a new client base. So, you know, having reoccurring customers is always good, or having good relationships is always good. You should always continue to build relationships, but you should also have like a fresh batch of new ones coming in. And that's how you stay consistent, because, you know, if somebody comes in and undercuts you on the price on one of your old buddies, you know, friends are friends, but if they could save a couple grand by working with somebody else, they're probably going to do that, you know? So over time, you kind of lose the pipeline that you built. But again, like, I feel for you. I get it. You know, I've worked with a lot of people who have used Home Advisor and by Angie's List. I'm actually sending you that link right now. Hold on. And they got burned by them. And I've seen a lot of them, you know, we aren't able to get them on board when we had the listing available, and so they kind of stuck with that, and then I check back on them 6 months or a year later to see how things are going now that we have another spot open, and they're gone, you know, like, hey, I shut that company down, I went back to work, you know, so I know it's not an easy thing to do running a company, but doing it that way is definitely going to have you going backwards on lead fees before you're going forward. So I get that.
Yeah. And then,
so there's this link though that you could fill out at the top. There's like a tab that says like report fraud. I've had some guys fill that out and then kind of explain their situation. This is the Federal Trade Commission. So these are the, I don't know if you've ever seen like Wolf of Wall Street, but these are the guys that shut him down. You know what I mean? This is the FTC. So this has been an ongoing investigation since the beginning of this year, and I had a lot of people like reported them and then they get their money back, or Home Advisor sends like the lead fees that they feel they're owed to their collections, and they get that uplifted by, you know, letting them know, hey, I've, you know, reported you guys for fraud, because, you know, those leads didn't turn into anything. Sometimes the leads don't even answer the phone and stuff, and, you know, these guys end up getting charged 50, 60 bucks for a phone number that doesn't go anywhere, lead to anybody to talk to. So hopefully that helps you get that money back. But if I could get you in at that friends and family rate of 149, I mean, I know it's probably a lot to ask, but are you willing to give it like one more shot before you give up on your online marketing?
Well, I mean, like,
it'll be your last stop.
I mean, it's not so much the pricing right now. It's just I kind of already signed up with this like that Blue Book thing I was telling you about.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make that
work.
Do them
both. You know, don't have all your eggs in one basket. That's another problem too. You know, you gotta diversify. You know, with this, you're not just getting that first page placement on Google. You know. You're getting first page placement on Bing. You're getting Yelp. You're getting Yellow Pages. You're getting Thumbtack. You're getting Merchant Circle, Manta, AOL, All Pages, Amazon Alexa voice search results. Like, you're going to be found a variety of different ways by having that first page placement on Google. Those are all trusted citations by from Google that we have to submit you to anyway in order to verify and complete your online profile. So you can get leads from those too. So instead of you just having like all your eggs in one basket, you know, you got many different platforms. So you could sleep confidently knowing that if they're searching on any of those, that you're being seen and highly recommended, you know. And that's what you want, you know. What if those, the job that is ideal for you is not actually on that KBB? You know what I mean? If they're searching on Google, or if they're searching on Yelp, or if they're searching on Bing rather than KBB. I get all the hypotheticals, and like I understand your angle, but I've been doing it for like 10 years. You know? There's nothing out there that's going to be more efficient than creating and completing your business's own personal online profile. Sites like BBB are same as, or KBB, sorry, are the same as any other directory submission where, you know, you're putting yourself on their site and then they're marketing themselves and then dispatching the lead to you rather than you being connected directly with a potential customer in real time that's calling your company. They're not on KBB.com filling out a form and then waiting for one of you guys to call them back. And that's what you kind of want to avoid. Because then at that point, you're basically working for KBB. You're not actually, like, working for yourself. Does that make sense? The middlemen are always what kill things. They're in there eating up your profit, probably taking a percentage of the job when you're out there breaking your back.
Well, I mean, it's, like, they provide a little bit of, well, actually, I don't even really know too much about it, but I think it's the Construction Journal, the Blue Book Network.
Yeah.
They come up with pretty solid leads.
Yeah. I mean, leads are leads.
I mean, just one, just one project that I did for Construction Journal, I mean, was a lot, worth a lot more than a lot of ones I did for residential owners.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's bad. I think it's good that you're putting your name out there, but you should keep putting your name out there, get a volume of opportunities, and cherry pick through those and what's going to be best for your business and with your time, you know? You don't want to be, you know, if they give you an opportunity for something that's going to make you 300, you know, over the course of a day or two, or you can have something that's going to make you 1,000 over the course of a day or two, you know, you want to have the ability to choose between those two, but that's only going to happen if, you know, you're visible on all platforms. You can't have all your eggs in one basket because then you're only susceptible to what they send you. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah. So I'm not saying they're bad. I'm not sitting here telling you, hey, everything sucks, we're the best, go with us. That's not what I'm saying because we're a Google partner, but we also list you on the first page of Bing. We also list you on Yelp, on Yellow Pages. So we wouldn't list you on all those platforms if they weren't trusted by Google and there wasn't business owners making money on those platforms. You know what I mean? I know there's other ways than just the Google listing. There's businesses that are successful, you know, without having first page placement on Google. I'm just telling you from my experience, my guys are always doing well. There's never a person that's like, oh, you know, I'm not doing well. If they're not doing well, then there's no business in their area, period. You know what I mean? And that's a whole different conversation. We have to do a larger campaign to market them in different territories. But for you, there's actually a book of business right in your backyard. It's just people aren't seeing you.
Let's see. I totally get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't make sense. It's just...
You don't gotta take my word for it either. Like, we don't ask you for a long-term contract or anything. Like, it's month to month. Compare it side by side. Like, the proof is really in the pudding. It's apples and oranges. Like, you know, nobody can argue what's better or what's not better when you've actually sat down and compared them both side by side. You know?
Yeah.
I always tell people the only way you fail in life is if you give up before you even try. You know, that's failure. But if you try and you fail and you keep trying, then you're eventually you're going to be successful. You can't just say, oh, I tried this, it didn't work out for me. You know, success is all about working with the right company, people that are going to take you seriously and make sure that everything's getting done the right way on schedule.
Okay. I know I had a question, I just can't think of it right now. I'm just trying to
figure
this shit out.
I'm not in any kind of rush, by the way. My reps downstairs, they're the ones who are in the rush. I've worked my way out of that, thank God. They're the ones scrambling around trying to figure things out. But
okay. Well, do you want to send me like the PDF, I guess, for the invoice?
Well, we don't do that. We use VeriSign. You ever heard of, like, VeriSign? It's the same merchant processing as, like, Amazon and eBay. So, like, we input your billing information, and then it's encrypted, so they can't get it, and then it's set up on, like, an automated billing cycle. So they're not, like, manually processing a transaction every month, and you don't have to manually give out or put in your card information every month in order to pay for it.
So is it like a pay over the phone kind of deal?
Yeah, for the first month. And then after that, it's set up to automatically process. So I would process the first month payment with you, get you the receipt, get you the outline of the agreement in writing right now while I have you on the line. Obviously, you have to sign off on the subscription terms, even though it's month to month. But it's going to have that, obviously, in writing and everything that we're doing for you. And then you get the invoice receipt because it's considered a business expense, so you'll actually be able to write it off your taxes in January. And that's it.
Yeah.
We send over the invoices, and you have everything documented and paper trail where it's all going. So it's foolproof. It's totally safe. I know. I don't know how often you've bought things online, but in 2022, it's a lot different than it was in 2014 or 2015 when, you know, now if you have a problem, you could just go to your bank and tell them it was fake and they give you your money back and they charge it back, and you could even get a new card if your billing information, you feel like it was leaked, you could request it through your app, like a couple bucks and you got a brand new card, or you could just go down there and get one for free. Like, we're not going to do anything shady over $149. You know, we have accounts that are thousands and thousands of dollars. We wouldn't run the risk of even getting in trouble or going to a small claims court over that. Not to make it seem like it's not important, you know what I mean? Or you're not an important client to us. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that you're in good hands. So are you saying that you want to give it a shot? Is that what I'm hearing? If you're asking about billing information?
I mean, I'd rather give it a shot next year, honestly, just because it's just the winter. It's not very good to work in anyways. I'm thinking maybe
if I call you next year and you tell me I actually closed the company, I'm doing something else now, I'm going to be pretty PO'd, and I'm going to be like, I told you. At the same time, you know what I mean? You sound like a young guy, and it sounds like, you know, I understand the holidays are coming. I understand, like, you know, there's a weather change, obviously, but the weather change is only going to affect the people that aren't visible, you know? All the other forms of marketing die down. The Google stuff doesn't die down. It doesn't mean people stop doing work. It's just the way that they find people to do work is different. Mm-hmm.
That's true. What do you guys offer? Like, do you guys offer like a bronze package all the way to platinum, or how does that work? Like, what bullet points do you guys, like, when someone looks up Google searches, like, would it also come up as, like, a snow removal person or no?
Yeah. So we list you for 15 different keyword terms or services at a time. So if that's something that you want to target and it's also, like, a service that you provide on the side, absolutely, we could promote snow removal. We give you 15 different ones, remember? So
yeah.
Obviously, we still want to focus on covering the concrete category. That's why we originally called you. But we could also do some of the keywords, like snow removal, for example, or snow removal services. You know what I mean? We could pull those keywords. You have a plow?
Yeah, well, I'm in the process of getting one, or three.
That's something that we could keep you busy with, too. Obviously, our goal primarily, though, is to fill the concrete category. You know, that's our main goal right now. So all the businesses that we're contacting right now are primarily for concrete. We haven't really gotten into the snow removal category yet. Not that it's not available, it's just hasn't really hit yet. Hasn't really started popping off yet. We have been getting consistent searches for concrete still at the time. So that's kind of like, we want to get that knocked out. But we can cover all your bases. And then the keywords are interchangeable at any time too. So you might start out with this 15, and then next month you might want to switch to something completely different. And you could do that through your account management team here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll still be with you, too. So you'll have my direct number and extension if you don't want to go through the whole customer service spiel.
Okay.
So if I could approve the friends and family rate, say I know you. I mean, I don't really know a lot of people in Loveland, but my brother lives in Telluride. We're actually in Orange County, California, and we're Southern California based. But I could just say I you know, friends and family rate, $149 month to month.
Okay, yeah, go for it. Do you want to write my info?
Yeah, but let me create your account first. We actually have to, like, create the account and submit it to Google. So let me just verify the basic account information first. What's your last name?
Vaca, just like Vaca Concrete.
The business?
VACA.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say this the right way. I know you probably get this a lot, but do you go by Jorge or George?
Jorge.
Jorge, okay. I just wanted to make sure. My lady's Salvadorian, so she came from El Salvador about 9 years ago. I went through the lawyer, got her all legalized and everything, but I know sometimes guys go by George. I have a friend that goes by George, and he spells it that way, and then I know the Spanish version is Jorge, so I want to make sure I got that corrected, and then I'll also put the abbreviation next to it so that way they call you or pronounce your name correctly. Then what's your business email address?
Vaca.concrete21@gmail.com.
Vaca.concrete21@gmail.com. Okay. Oh, what the heck? It's not coming up as valid. You said it's vaca.concrete@gmail.com? Or 21, I mean, at gmail.com?
Yeah, vaca.concrete21@gmail.com.
Okay, let me try again. So Google email, it should just validated. Oh, okay, there we go. Sorry, the period, I put a space after the period, so it's coming back invalid. Okay, and then Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own your business, but it says Google on it, big colorful letters. It'll also say Vaca Concrete, and there's like a little five-digit number on the back of it that I'm going to need from you when it comes in. What's the street address that I could send that to?
Street address?
Yeah, like the business street address. I could hide it too, like if you do business at a home, but we just got to send you that postcard to verify you're in Loveland.
It's 1632.
1632?
Is it like that Google thing? Like the Google verification thing?
Yeah, have you gotten one? It says it's been requested before, but it was never completed.
No, that's for my other account. I have two accounts on there.
Oh, for the same business?
Yeah, I just kind of fucked up. I was just trying to put another one just for landscaping because the first one was just for concrete.
Gotcha. Yeah, you don't want to do that. It causes a discrepancy, so your account gets suspended. So I'll uplift that. We're going to have to remove the landscaping one, though, just so you know. Okay?
Okay.
So that one's going to disappear. I'm going to verify this one. Then we're going to have to resend out the PIN verification under this address. So just to verify, you said it was 1632. What was the street name?
I can send you the verified one.
Oh, no, I found it. I found it. Avondale Drive?
Yeah.
Okay. I got it. You can send me the what, I'm sorry? I feel like I cut you off.
The number?
Is it over 2 months old?
I'll take it down.
Yeah, I'll try it. We'll take it down and try it. But if it's older than 2 months, then it's not gonna be valid anymore. But we'll try it. What's the 5-digit number? I'm sorry.
Is it 85CPXCXX+5Q?
No, definitely not it. It's 5 digits on the back of a postcard. It'll say Google in the front of the postcard. Google PIN verification. Yeah, that's definitely not it. It's only 5 numbers. There's no letters or anything. So.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, we'll update this. And then you can hide the address. You have the option. Do you want that hidden or displayed?
No, hidden.
Okay. I'll deactivate the turn-by-turn directions. It'll still say you're in Loveland in the 80538. It just won't have the actual, like, street address. And the pinpoint or, like, the little red dot kind of indicating where you are is pretty vague, so they won't actually be able to just pull up on you. Okay. How do you like your hours of operation listed for the company?
You could put 24/7. Why not?
Okay. Open availability, and you can just hash it out when they call. Okay. And can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yeah.
Okay. And is this 970-420-3005 the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yeah.
Okay. And then there was a website that we found already, vacaconcrete21.wixsite.commie-site. Did you want to have this?
Oh, no, remove sorry, that one. It's
vacaconcrete21.com. Okay. And you're comfortable with this one? It's got like a navy green and like an elephant on the logo?
Yeah.
Oh, the navy green went away. It's actually inside of an office. That was just a backdrop. But it has like an elephant shape as the logo. The number matches up, so yeah. I know this is you, actually. Okay. It's a good site. You build this yourself?
No. I got a Google site.
Oh, nice. I like it. It got an A- on the Google quality score. So that's good. It means it's compatible for the iPhones, Androids, and tablets. Got less than a 3-second loading time, so it's all good. Let me just hyperlink this. That way when they click the little globe icon, it'll automatically navigate them there. All right. Okay, so I got your business profile created. There's going to be a client interview. They want to interview you just to make sure that we're representing you properly. Also want to go over, like, the snow removal keywords and make sure we're not sending you anywhere that you don't want to go. So they'll, like, customize the geo-targeted area, the keyword search terms as well. Usually it takes about 30 minutes. It's like a little questionnaire that they walk you through, but we ask for an hour window in case the call goes over. Do you have time, like, later today or tomorrow, or we could walk you through that?
Today?
Yeah, I think I still have one window left for this afternoon. Give me 1 second here. Yeah, I believe I have one slot open between 3 and 4 Pacific Standard Time. So if you're on mountain time, that would be between 4 and 5 o'clock.
Okay, that's perfect.
Okay. Do you prefer Spanish or English?
English.
English, okay. Your English is good, but I just figured I would ask. Okay. Funny, my wife is the complete opposite. She does everything Spanish. Both my sons are bilingual. But I don't speak Spanish for crap. I know how to tell people I don't speak Spanish, and you know, yo es mucho gringo. Oh man, oh, I'm embarrassing myself. Okay, all right. So I got the client interview. I'm gonna send you a calendar invitation to this to your email address. And then they're also going to text you 1 hour prior, which is about 45 minutes. So I'll send you a text just to confirm that it's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. I could always reschedule it for you. But I want to try to get it done as soon as possible so that we're not wasting any time on it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $149, how did you want to do that?
By card.
Okay. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Visa.
Visa, okay. And is it under your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Both, okay. So let me just update this. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that we're resending the PIN verification letter to?
Yeah.
The Avondale Drive, 1632. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Okay. You need what?
There's 16 digits. Oh.
Do you mind just going over what we're going to be doing, I guess?
Yeah, like the client interview or the whole. So
the whole thing.
You're gonna get. Yeah, you're gonna get this in writing too in just a second with your invoice receipt. But if you go to your text messages, there's a link in there. It'll say localsplash.com/pricing. It's our company's pricing page website. You click on that link, and then if you scroll down. As it loads up, if you scroll down underneath where it says Premier Google Partners, you'll start to see some packages and pricing structures. Now, obviously, these aren't going to match up with the pricing structure that I have you quoted on at $149, but the package that you're getting is the Pro package, the one that's they'll be like it's right in between the Essential and the Platinum. You see those?
Okay. So the pro one is the $499 one?
Normally, yeah. Normally it's $499, and then there's usually a setup fee involved as well. So you're getting that package for $149 on a friends and family discount. So that's why they asked me to jump on the line, Gilma did, because they can't override those discounts without getting permission from a supervisor. So you're gonna, and then we're gonna send this to you in writing with your receipt. That you're getting everything in that pro package for just $149. And then I've waived the setup fee.
Okay.
Okay, so you're going to get everything in black and white. Trust me, we're a professional company. We've been around since 2004. So doing this for a long time, helping business owners like yourself. Okay. Do you have questions on any of it? Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just reading through it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so Google Places, Bing Local, all the SEO, content creation. We're actually going to do a little bit more for you than what's in that pro package, to be honest, because of the friends and family upgrade. Like, they still will give you access to the account dashboard and tracking system. They're still going to have review monitoring for you. Well, that's actually still in there. But you'll still have, like, the advanced reporting, call and conversion tracking, and the account dashboard access that's normally only in the Platinum package. And the reason being is because I want you to be able to see what we're bringing to the table for you each month. So that way it doesn't just feel like you're spending money. You can actually tangibly see what you've gotten in return for that.
Okay. And then what are we going to do? Be doing with that pin, I guess you said? Am I going to be waiting like a week or two to get that pin in?
Yeah, not 2 weeks. It takes about 5 to 7 days to get. So if I send it out today, today's the 25th, Tuesday, so probably, you know, right after Halloween, like November 1st, November 2nd, you get that in the mail. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of it that we need from you. You could call in. Here, let me send you my direct number. You can call into me. You could text. You could email that number in, you know, whatever's best for you. But once we pin verify you, you won't have to do that again. So, like, even if you left us later, you know, you're still going to be a Google pin verified business. So they'll still have all your reviews that you've generated, still be able to find your company, and they have it exist without, like, a suspended listing. So that's good for long-term, not just short-term benefit.
Okay.
Okay. Did you get my number? I texted it to you.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's my direct line, too. So you sound like a young guy, and, like, you just want transparency. So, you know, if you have questions, comments, concerns, you know, don't hesitate to ask. You know, we also have a 24/7 customer service department available to you at that same number. You just hit extension 1. So there's always somebody to help you. We have about 350 people that work here. Almost all of them are Google certified, so they'll understand and know how to help you with your account as well. And then you're on a friends and family plan, so they're going to treat you like you're one of my family members, or you call me directly. And I'll deal with it. Okay? So I'm hoping that this is your last stop. Seriously, that's the only reason I'm doing this. Is I understand, you know, I've had family and friends that have gone through that same situation. I've helped them get their money back, you know, just jump into lead gens, trying to get their company up and running, and they end up going backwards before they go forward. So, you know, I feel for you. If I could give you that money back, I would definitely give it back, but what I can do is help you make it back, and that's how I'm going to do it, is just by keeping your overhead low, help you generate this consistent client base. And then maybe in the future, if you hire some people, we could talk about doing a bigger campaign. But at least at that time, you'll already have a good taste in your mouth. Like, hey, this is the company that helped me get it all up and running. You know, they fell for me when I got the discounted pricing structure. So, you know, I'm hoping that you won't leave us and go somewhere else to do your marketing if you grow into a bigger business. Trust with the guys you started with. But no, I got everything set. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of our business model. Google tells us to kind of do that, too. Like, if you can help people, because there's a lot of big wigs out there that just, they just buy these spots just so that other people can't have them. You know what I mean? Like, especially when they're large franchises, they already have, like, so much marketing that they got going on. They probably don't need it. Like, Roto-Rooter, I don't know if you ever heard of them, for example. It's like a plumbing company.
Yeah,
like, they're all over the country. They have, like, 2,500 locations, but they still do the local marketing for each individual location. It's like people know you even if you didn't market, you know? But that's part of branding, you know? Even Coca-Cola doesn't need to advertise anymore, but they still do it because it's just branding, you know? People think concrete, they'll start thinking vodka. So, all right, so I got everything squared away. It's just a matter of securing the first month's payment, and then I'll get you the receipt and everything in writing. Whenever you're ready, if you want to read those numbers off to me, I'll submit the payment and get you the receipt here.
Okay, so it's 4427.
4427.
4250.
4250.
6483.
6483.
7541.
7541. All right. And the expiration date, month and year?
9/26.
9/26. Okay. And there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
277.
277. Okay. And then while I'm sending over the receipt, I'm going to walk you through a 60-second voice verification. This is an added form of protection for you. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything that I say, Jorge, that you don't, like, understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? I can, like, rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Baca Concrete.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Jorge, Vice President.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
I am.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
I am.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yeah.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours response time, but I'm not going to ride you if you're missing calls, but obviously you should try to answer them as soon as possible. The live calls, like, almost always convert. So, you know, missing them could be the difference between a job and not getting a job. So try to be mindful of that. And then it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services? I already know what you're currently doing. No. I already know what you're currently doing. It's just saying, like, after today, if you're going to add anything, like, let us know so we can make sure that you're not paying for something that we're already doing for you or, like, duplicating any listings. Like, you know how right now you have a duplicate of your Google business profile? That causes a problem where it gets suspended, right? So we're going to uplift the suspension, obviously, but I'm just saying, like, after today, if you're thinking about adding something online, just double check so we can make sure that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's October 25th of 2022 in the very discounted amount of $149 as part of a friends and family discount overrided by Senior Director Jonathan Hill. Okay. When the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 25th day, but it'll remain in the discounted pricing structure of $149 as part of that friends and family plan discount. It states you may discontinue or cancel at any time. You are not bound to any kind of long-term contract. If you are going to discontinue our services, we do, however, ask that you contact us before the next billing is due, so that way we could stop the billing cycle. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Okay.
Now, obviously, we do always recommend that you try it for at least 2 months when you first sign up, even though it's month-to-month, paid out 1 month at a time. And it does state here, upon your initial payment confirmation, you will receive a welcome text message and a welcome email. I do need to stay on the line with you to confirm that you've received those. So bear with me for just a moment. Usually, it takes about a minute to come through. But this is going to have everything in writing. So it's going to have all the products and features that are in that pro package with a few extras. And then it's going to have the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy, just everything outlined in black and white. So, like, again, you're not buying it to any kind of contract, but just for your protection, I know you've gone through some things. I just want to make sure that, you know, you have everything documented so that way you have black and white, hey, this is what I'm getting for what I paid. Make sense?
Yeah.
All right. So, should have a text come through. It'll say, Jorge, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
You said a text message or?
It'll come through as text and email, but the text is usually the most convenient way to get it pulled up. because at the bottom of it, they're going to ask you to, like, verify that it was you. So there's, like, a box you got to check, and then you got to sign your first and last name.
Yeah, I haven't received anything yet.
Okay. Let's see what's going on. That's why they have us stay on the line with you and make sure you get it. Okay. I'm going to have Kimberly resend it to you. Oh, she said payment didn't clear. Please verify and adjust the pricing structure for future billings on this account. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on one second. They didn't clear your payment because the future billing was still saying $249 instead of $149. So let me just update this, and then they'll authorize that. Okay. There we go. Looks like it cleared now. Nothing yet?
Nothing.
This is really on. Okay. This isn't right, man. This isn't right. Okay. So I'm just going to resend it to you manually here. It's ridiculous. I'm sorry. I'm not a very patient person when it comes to these things. There you go. Got it?
Well, I think I got it.
Yeah, it's weird. You only got it when I manually sent it. The other automations didn't go through. Okay. But there is a link in there. It'll say, like, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Wow. Have we been talking for 53 minutes?
Yeah, I guess so.
Whoa, it doesn't even feel like it, huh? I feel like that went by so fast.
What about login?
Oh, the username and password will be sent to you in an email at the end of your client interview. And they're also going to send you a YouTube video. It's like 7 minutes long. It shows you how to use it. And there's a local Splash app you could download to your phone. It'll kind of walk you through all of that. So that way you have it on your mobile device too. So don't worry about it right now, basically. what I want you to focus on right now is the client interview. I got the client interview scheduled. You should have the calendar invitation for that. It's between 3 and 4 Pacific, so 4 and 5 your time. Did you get that email?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So focus on that, and then obviously the PIN verification. And then if you want to send in photos for your Google Business profile, I'll send you the email address. You could do that too. But basically, I just need you to focus on client interview, because at the end of the client interview, you'll get the login credentials and that YouTube video and then that PIN verification. Also, I want to reiterate too, it's a little different. Like the companies that you used before are lead generation companies. They're not Google certified marketing companies. So, and also you use an SEO. We're a little more hands on. Like, we want you to, we interact with you a bit more probably than the services that you're used to. So I just kind of want to give you a heads up on that. Like, obviously there's the client interview, but we kind of walk you through it. We want to make sure that it's like working, you know, so that way our chances of seeing you come back each month are a lot higher. So we'll kind of be on top of everything. Like as the pin's coming in, you'll get text notifications. They'll have other reps calling you, you know, making sure that we're verifying all the information that's representing your company. Until we see that it's up and running and you know, you're successful with it, you're receiving calls and able to convert those calls into sales, then we'll back up and kind of let you do your thing. But we just assume that, you know, everybody's a baby until we know otherwise, you know what I mean? So we just assume that you have no idea what you're doing, and then we get in there and do it all until, you know, we see that you're comfortable, and then we kind of just back up and take the training wheels off and let you do your thing. So just kind of be mindful of that. We don't want to pester you, but we you know, it's important and it's integral to us that you're successful. The only way we're going to get paid is if you're getting paid. So, you know, we're working with you. But you got the T&C signed. Let me just refresh here and make sure. Yep. Okay. So we got that back. And then there's a hard copy of that in your email as well. Okay. So you have that. And then there's also an invoice receipt in your email as well too. So not only will you get your money back with the clients that we're bringing to the table, but this is considered a business expense. So when you do your taxes, you'll be able to write this off also.
Okay.
All right. So that concludes our initial setup process. Did you have any other questions, comments, or concerns while I have you on the line?
I guess not.
Okay. I'm going to actually like hand you off to the client interview technician, unless I'm on the phone. But I'm going to hand you off to the client interview technician between 4 and 5. So basically, like in about an hour and 20 minutes, I'm going to call you back from an 877 line, introduce you to the client interview technician, hand you off to them, and they'll walk you through it. So I'll be touching base with you here in just a little bit.
Awesome.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to working with you. I appreciate your trust. I'm looking forward to earning the other 99% of it. Like I said, if you need anything, you have questions, comments, or concerns along the way, just feel free to call in.
For sure. Thank you.
No worries. You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon.